Good morning.
Son.
There is no better place to be than in the Lord's presence.
没有比到主的面前更美好的地方。
I don't know if that's me ringing.
我不晓得是不是我说话这个有声音。
You know, the one thing I would be remiss if I didn't thank you for inviting me.
我如果不谢谢大家邀请我的话，那我就对不起大家。
I cannot think of a better place to be.
因为我想不出一个更好的地方。
Than with the Lord's people on a holiday.
能够在假期的时候跟主的百姓在一起。
People are curious about my schedule. And they find out some things about me.
那很多人对于我自己的日常生活的时间安排是怎么样子的？很有兴趣。
I spend most of my free time and vacation going among the Lord's people.
那因为我大部分在休假的时候，其实都是跟主的百姓在一起。
And this is my real vacation.
那这才是我真正的休假。
In the presence of the Lord.
那在主的面前。
And in the presence of His people.
跟他的百姓同在。
That's where we find life.
那在这里我们看到了生命。
That's where we find the one thing.
在这里我们找到了那一件事情。
That's where we're encouraged to press on toward the goal.
然后在这里我们受到了激励，能够向着标杆直跑。
Well, we come to the last message of mine.
我们现在来到了最后一个最后一段讲到的时间。
Some of you may be relieved.
你们当中可能觉得有的人觉得会很轻松。
Turn to a story in Matthew 19.
让我们看一下马太福音的第十九章
verses 16 to 30.
我们要看十六节到三十节。
This is about the rich young ruler.
这是讲到一个年轻的官，有钱的官。
And I believe in this story we discover the secret of the Bible.
那我相信在这个故事里面，我们也可以找到圣经要教导我们的秘诀。
And we see the failure of the rich young ruler.
我们看到了这个有钱的少年的官他的失败。
But more importantly, we see the faithfulness of our God.
但是更重要的是我们看见了神的信实。
So we'll read these verses.
让我们一同来念。
And lo, one coming up said to him, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have life eternal?
有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生。
And he said to him, Why askest thou me concerning goodness? One is good, but if thou wouldest enter into life, keep the commandments.
那耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
He says to him, Which? And Jesus said, Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness.
那他说什么诫命？耶稣说，就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证。
Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.The young man says to them, All these I have kept. What lack I yet?
当孝敬父母又当爱人如己，那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
Jesus said to him, If thou wouldest be perfect, go sell what thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
But the young man, having heard the word, went away grieved, for he had large possessions.
那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
And Jesus said to his disciples, Verily I say unto you, a rich man shall with difficulty enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
那耶稣对门徒说，我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。
And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to enter a needle's eye than a rich man into the kingdom of God.
我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And when the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly astonished, saying, Who then can be saved?
那门徒听见这话就稀奇得很，说这样谁能得救呢？
But Jesus, looking on them, said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
Then Peter answering said to him, Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. What then shall happen to us?
那彼得就对他说，看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？
And Jesus said to them, Verily I say unto you, that ye who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit down upon his throne in glory, ye also shall sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。
And everyone who has left houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit life eternal.
那凡为我的名撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲、儿女田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
But many first shall be last, and the last first.
然而有许多在前的，必要在后，在后的将要在前。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再做一点祷告。
Lord, once again, we read your word.
主啊，再一次我们读了你的话语。
And once again, we realize our total and absolute dependence on you.
再一次我们又记起我们是要全然的来依靠你。
Only God can reveal the things of God.
只有神能够将关乎自己的事启示出来。
We tell you again what Peter said on that day.
我们再一次想到彼得那一天所说的。
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
在你有永生之道。
Lord, we call upon you.
主啊，我们向你呼求。
By your Holy Spirit.
那靠着你的圣灵。
To anoint the speaker.
能够高抹讲员。
To anoint the translator.
高抹翻译的。
To anoint everyone in this auditorium.
能够高抹在这个会场所有的人。
And everyone that will hear this word afterwards.
跟以后要听这道的人。
We say,
我们说，
Lord speak,
主啊对我们说话。
Thy servant heareth,
你的仆人在此静听。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, as we come to this last time, you know we've been speaking about one phrase in the Bible.
我们是这是最后一堂，大家知道我们所讲的是关于圣经里面的一个词。
That one phrase is one thing.
这一个词就是一件事。
I believe contained in this phrase is a secret key to the Bible.
那我相信在这一个词里面所含有的就是整本圣经它的那个关键性的秘诀。
I believe in this phrase will unlock the secrets that will help us have and walk the Christian life.
那我也相信这一个词能够帮我们能够解开过基督徒生活的秘诀。
I believe in this phrase is the one thing that will help us live in church life.
那我也相信这一个词能够帮助我们过教会生活。
If you don't understand this one thing,
如果你不明白这一件事的话，
you cannot live the Christian life.
你没办法过一个基督徒的生活。
You will not be able to dwell together in unity with your brothers and sisters in the church.
那也没有办法跟弟兄姐妹在教会里面能够同心合意的同居。
And you will never have a living testimony in this world.
那在这个世界上也活不出一个活生生的见证。
Now, I don't believe this is doctrine at all.
那我不相信这只是一个教训教义。
I believe it's purposeful.
我相信它是有目的的。
The Holy Spirit chose these ones and illustrated through individuals this great secret.
因为圣灵拣选了这一件事，借着许多圣经的人物启示了这一件事。
And the deep message is he wants this in you and in me.
那最重要的信息就是他要让这一件事坐在你的里面，坐在我的里面。
This is to be your one thing.
因为这是你要做的一件事。
And this is to be my one thing.
也是我的一件事。
And as we gather together in the church, this is to be our one thing.
当我们在教会里面聚集的时候，它就成为我们共同的一件事。
You cannot advance in the Christian life without this.
我们在基督徒的生活里面，我们没有办法长进，除非我们掌握了这一件事。
David said in that most famous verse, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after."
那大卫在他诗篇里面讲了这一句话，这一句有名的话，有一件事我还要寻求。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
And note it was for one reason.
那为什么呢？
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
好，瞻仰主的荣美。
That's what captured him.
这个就是虏获他心的事情。
That's what created the passion in David the king.
因这件事情就叫大卫王的心里面满了热情。
That's what controlled and constrained him to live.
所以这一个就激励他能够来生活。
And to inquire of him in his temple.
能够在耶和华的殿里向他求问。
That's the only way.
那这是唯一的道路。
David knew that was the only way.
大卫知道这是唯一的道路。
It generated a passion for God himself.
所以在他里面对神就充满了这样子的热情。
And a passion for the house of God.
不仅如此也对神的殿充满了热情。
We see this other character in the Bible.
但我们在圣经里面其他的人物当中也注意到了这一件事。
Mary of Bethany.
那伯大尼的玛利亚。
We know so little about her.
我们关于她的事记载很少。
But what little we know about her speaks volumes.
但在这小小的记载里面，却大大的向我们呼喊。
Her life is the message to every Christian.
因为她的生平就是对每一个基督徒所讲的信息。
She has chosen the one thing that is necessary.
因为她。因为主是这么说，他已经拣选了那一件不可少的事。
Martha was busy and distracted with much service.
因为马大在那里忙碌，为许多的事心里忙乱。
Service is vital.
因为服事是必要的。
We believe in service.
我们也相信我们应该服事。
But we believe service is to come out of one who sits in the Lord's presence, listening to His word.
但我们相信真正的服事是从那个能够坐在主的脚前听主的道的人那里出来的。
And she did the most remarkable thing.
而且她做了一个非常稀奇的事情。
She took all that she had.
她将她一切所有的。
That alabaster flask with this very costly and precious ointment.
那个珍贵的玉瓶里面装了那极贵重的拿达香膏。
And she broke that cruse.
但是呢，她就把玉瓶打碎了。
And she poured that ointment on the head of the Lord Jesus.
就用那个膏油倒在耶稣的头上，涂抹他。
She did something no one else ever did.
所以她做了一件没有任何人做的事情。
She anointed his head beforehand for his burial.
她是在耶稣安葬之前就膏了他的头。
But in her, we see the great secret of the Christian life.
那在她的身上我们看见了基督徒生活的秘诀。
She wasted herself upon the Lord.
她好像将自己枉费在主的身上。
She didn't care what Judas said.
她不在乎卖主的犹大怎么说。
Why this waste?
因为他说这不这是何等的枉费呢？
She didn't care what the other disciples said.
他也不在乎别的门徒怎么看他。
Why do you waste yourself like this?
为什么要这样子枉费呢？
This is the calling to every Christian.
这是对每一个基督徒的呼召。
Let me tell you a secret.
让我告诉你一个秘诀。
You will never regret pouring out your life upon the Lord Jesus.
你若将你自己全然的生命浇灌在基督的身上，你绝对不会后悔。
You'll never regret it.
绝对不会后悔。
It will never be a waste to you.
因为它绝对不会是一个浪费。
You will realize the greatest fellowship.
你会在那里能够亲身的经历最伟大的交通。
And you'll realize the secret to living the Christian life.
你也能够真正的明白能够过一个基督徒生活的秘诀。
And then we looked at Paul.
我们也看了保罗。
But this one thing I do.
但我只有一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind.
就是忘记背后。
He pressed forward, he reached forward.
努力向前。
To the goal of the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神从基督耶稣里从上头招我来要得的奖赏。
He said, I pursue.
他说我在那里追求。
Brothers and sisters, the great thing about what the Apostle Paul said is this.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗所说的重大的事情是这个。
It's great encouragement to you and to me.
那对你对我都是一个很大的鼓励。
You may have failed in the past.
也许在过去我们有失败。
Your life up to this point may not have counted.
也许你活到了现在，好像都没有成就什么事情。
Your Christian life may be weak.
你基督徒的生活也非常的软弱。
And you may be wandering in the wilderness.
也许你好像在旷野里面漂流一样。
But he gave the secret.
但是在这里他告诉我们那个秘诀。
Forgetting what lies behind.
忘记过去。
Don't be concerned with the past.
不要把被过去在那里绊住你。
Only look unto Jesus for now.
只是现在就定睛在耶稣的身上。
That's the one thing.
就是他追求的那一件事。
I know I confused my brother Ho yesterday.
我知道昨天我让侯弟兄有点困惑。
Something got lost between expression and translation.
那我讲的话他没有翻得出来。
I told a story about what Stephen's counsel was years ago to us young brothers.
那我跟他讲说，在好多年以前，江弟兄在那里辅导年轻的弟兄时所说的话。
I said, "What's under the blood stays under the blood."
那我是说啊，被宝血一旦被宝血遮盖了，就永远被宝血遮盖了。
And somehow it was translated, "What's under the rod stays under the rod."
就翻译成啊，凡是。放在地毯下面的就永远不要拿出来。
So often believers live in the past failures.
那太多的时候信徒们是活在过去的失败当中。
Doesn't it give you comfort that Paul of all people could say, I am not yet perfect?
但是对我们来讲，我们看到像即使像保罗这样子的人物，他都能够说，我并不是说我完全了。
We press on to the goal.
我乃是努力向前，向着标杆直跑。
It's the pursuit of the imperfect.
这是一个不完全的人的追求。
If anyone is perfect, let him be thus minded.
所以一个人如果他已经完全了，也要存这样子的心。
And the greatest grace rolled from his lips.
一个从他嘴唇当中流出最伟大的恩典的话语。
And he said, if you are any otherwise minded, God will reveal this to you.
他说即使你在其他的事上存别的心，神也必以此事指示你们。
Forget the past.
要忘记过去。
Leave it under the blood of Jesus.
把它交给耶稣的宝血。
Don't bring it up.
不用再提起。
And when the enemy brings it up to accuse you,
当仇敌用那个来控告你的时候，
you tell the enemy what Martin Luther told the enemy.
你就用马丁路德的话来告诉仇敌。
He said it's under the blood of Jesus.
他说那已经蒙宝血遮盖了。
You can't even go to God and say, God, do you remember my failures?
甚至你不能够到神的面前跟神说，神啊，你还记得我的失败吗？
He said, I will remove your sins as far as the east is from the west.
他说我把你的罪抹去。
And think of it.
你仔细再想一想。
The God of glory said this.
那荣耀的主是这样子说的。
He said, "And your sins will I remember no more."
我必不再纪念你的罪孽。
I don't know how many marriage counseling sessions I've been in.
那我做过很多这个婚姻辅导的事情。
I often tease the sisters that they have an uncanny ability to remember things.
那我常常在那里跟那些姐妹们开玩笑说，哎，他们对过去的记性真好。
And when we're working with husbands and wives, sometimes the wife and sometimes the husband will say, "Don't you remember when you did that?"
当我跟夫妻在那里谈的时候，有的时候是姐妹，有时候弟兄就在那里突然说，你难道不记得当初你做了什么事吗？
Don't you remember when you said that to me?
你不记得你当初向我怎么说吗？
And sometimes Linda's told me, "I will never forget."
那有时候我太太也说，你的就是以前的事情都忘不了。
This is the one thing.
那这一件事情。
Forgetting what lies behind.
要忘记背后。
Pressing towards the goal,
要努力向前。
Of the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus,
要领受那个神在基督耶稣里召我们要得的奖赏。
That's perfection in God's eyes.
那这在神的眼睛里面就看为完全。
That's the one thing He's looking for.
这是他在寻求的一件事。
Well, we must move on.
那我们要继续。
We're looking today at the rich young ruler.
我们要看这个有钱的少年官。
This is such an interesting story.
这个故事真的很有意思。
I made a mistake the other day when I was talking about Mary of Bethany.
我在前天讲到那个伯大尼的玛利亚的时候，我犯了一个错误。
At least you didn't have to correct me. I caught it myself.
当然还好，我自己就已经发现了，所以没有人需要纠正我。
I got confused.
因为我自己搞糊涂了。
You know, I said her story was in all three of the synoptic gospels.
因为我说她的故事是记载在那三卷对观福音书里面。
It's this story. It's in all three of the synoptic gospels.
其实不是伯大尼的玛利亚，是这一个故事。
This was such a great secret.
因为这也是那极大的秘诀。
This is so important of a lesson for Christians.
对基督徒来讲是一个非常重要的功课。
That Matthew, Mark, and Luke all recorded this story in great detail.
因为马太、马可、路加都详细的记载了这一个故事。
None of the conversation between the Lord and the rich young ruler was left out.
所有这个主跟这个年轻少年的官，他的对话都已经记载下来。
His questions are there.
他问了什么样子的问题？
The Lord's answers are there.
主怎么样子回答？
And then finally, the Lord gives the great secret.
那到最后的时候，主就将那个极大的秘诀启示出来。
This is a wonderful story.
这是一个非常美好的故事。
It looks very depressing on the surface.
当然，表面上看起来好像很叫人沮丧。
But it reveals the great secret that's in the Bible.
但是他将圣经里面一个极大的秘诀表明了。
And if we don't know this one thing, we cannot live the Christian life.
那如果我们没有办法掌握住这一件事的话，我们没办法过一个基督徒的生活。
You will try to depend upon your own dedication.
你会依靠你自己的摆上。
You will try to depend upon your own commitment.
你会依靠你自己的委身。
You will try to depend upon your own devotion.
你会依靠你自己的交托。
And what we discover is a marvelous secret.
但我们在这里发现的是一个奇妙又奇妙的秘诀。
And we will look at just three things again.
我们再一次，我们只看三件事情。
We will look at the rich young ruler's three questions.
我们首先要看一下这个有钱的少年的官他问的三个问题。
I love that hymn with the line that says, "You answer all my questioning."
我很喜欢诗歌里面有一句话说，你以你自己回答了我一切的问题。
The Lord answered all of his questions.
因为主的确就回答他所有的问题。
And he offered to him the one thing that would change his life.
而且将那一个能够彻底改变他生命的一件事交给了他。
We'll look at the absolute verdict.
所以我们要看那一个绝对性的断言。
What did the Lord say to this rich young ruler?
所以这个主是怎么样子跟这个有钱的少年的官说的话。
And then I believe you have to see the one answer.
然后你要注意到那一个回答
The one final answer.
那最后至终的那一个回答
It was to this, to the disciple.
是对门徒说的
They were so puzzled.
因为他们觉得很困惑
The word said they were astonished.
其实圣经告诉我们说他们觉得非常的稀奇
And probably they were overwhelmed and almost depressed.
他们那个时候可能已经感觉到好像不能够承受，可能心情非常的不好。
And then he shared with them the one great secret.
然后耶稣在那里就跟他们分享了那一个重大的秘诀。
Well, let's look at the three questions.
那首先先让我们来看那三个问题。
The story begins with the rich young ruler coming to ask the Lord one question.
所以一开始的时候就有这一位有钱的少年的官来问耶稣一个问题。
His question was, what good thing can I do to inherit eternal life?
他这个问题是说我该做什么事善事才能够得到永生。
I hope you see some of the problem in that question.
我盼望你能够从这个问题里面就已经注意到他的问题里面有些问题。
Notice what he said to the Lord.
注意他是怎么跟主说的。
What good thing can I do to inherit eternal life?
他是讲到说什么样子的善事是我能够做的，好叫我能够承受永生。
I think you understand part of the problem.
所以马上你可能可以看出来他的问题里面显明出他里面的一些事情。
The Lord saw right through him.
但是主马上就试透了。
He called him good teacher, the Lord. The rich young ruler said, good teacher.
因为这有钱的少年的官他称呼耶稣是良善的夫子。
The Lord said, why do you call me good?
那么耶稣就问他说你为什么称呼我是良善的
And then he gave the answer.
然后也自己回答
Only one is good.
因为只有一位是良善的
It is God.
因为只有神是良善的
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗
This rich young ruler thought something in him he could do that was good.
当那个年轻的少年的官觉得他自己能够行一些善事。
He thought, maybe if I do this, I will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
他里面在那里想说也许我如果做这事或做那事的话我就可以承受神国。
An eternal life.
我们就可以得到永生。
He didn't understand the problem.
他自己还不了解他的难处。
I used to always, Linda's not here, so I can tell the story.
那我太太不在这里，所以我可以在这里讲这个故事。
Lord, you promised not to tell Linda.
但是呢，你们要答应我不告诉我太太。
I used to always remember that Pogo cartoon. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about, but Pogo cartoon.
我一直记得那个有一个卡通叫做 Pogo.
It was actually from a famous sea battle.
那其实那个的根据啊是一个很著名的一个海战。
The words of that great admiral were turned around for this cartoon.
所以在那个卡通里面那个舰长他回过头来这样讲。
And it says, I have discovered the enemy.
他说我已经找到了仇敌。
And it is us.
就是我们自己。
Do you understand that?
你明白这句话吗？
If the rich young ruler had just understood he was the problem.
因为这个年轻的少年的官他必须要明白他自己就是那个问题。
There was nothing good he could do.
因为没有善事他能够做的。
The problem was he thought he was good.
但在这里他的难处是他以为他可以做。
Eternal life is the gift of God.
因为永生是神的礼物。
It's nothing you can do but to believe.
因为你什么都不能做，你只能够相信接受。
You remember that famous verse, the most famous verse in the Bible, and the most quoted verse in the Bible.
你记得那个圣经里面最出名的一句话，最常被引用的一句话。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将自己的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It's nothing you can do.
也没有你自己能够做什么。
Only believe.
唯独相信。
It is the free gift of God.
因为是出于神白白的恩典。
And the gifts and calling of God are without repentance.
而且神的恩赐与选召是没有后悔的。
He'll never take them away.
他不会给了你再拿走。
I'll tell you a funny story that relates to this.
那我告诉你一个小笑话跟这有关的。
There was a lawyer friend, a believer of mine, out on the far left coast.
Left coast?
West coast.
Oh, west coast. 在西岸我有一个律师的朋友。
And we were close in the Lord for years.
我们在主里面非常的亲近很多年的时间。
I will not tell you his name.
那我在这里不告诉你他的名字。
We spent many conferences together.
我们其实一同参加了许多的特会。
And finally, that brother's testimony became so poor.
那逐渐逐渐，那弟兄的见证越来越差。
I had to confront my brother.
那我终于要面对他。
It's exactly what Brother Godwin was saying.
因为这就是我们孙弟兄所讲的。
You couldn't tell him apart from the world.
因为你已经说不清楚他到底是属世界的还是属神的。
Things he did were worse than the world.
有些事情他做的事情比这个世人所做的更糟。
And I said, Brother, you are a Christian.
那我就跟他说，弟兄啊，你是个基督徒啊。
How can you do these things?
你怎么能够这样子做呢？
And that was the end of our relationship.
那我们的关系从此决裂。
Well, before the end of our relationship, he gave me a wonderful gift when we were friends.
但是在我们的关系还没有结束前，他曾经我们还做朋友时，他送给我一个非常好的礼物。
It was this beautiful framed photograph.
是一张相片，装在镜框里的相片。
Of the Masters golf tournament.
就是美国的大师的高尔夫球比赛。
I like golf.
因为我喜欢打高尔夫球。
But I'm not like Dana, I'm very poor at it.
但我跟 Dana 不一样，我打得很差。
But in this painting, this picture, there was Tiger Woods, there was Arnold Palmer, and there was Jack Nicklaus.
但是这一张相片里面有三个最出名的高尔夫球手。
This was the only time they ever played together.
因为这是在有史以来他们这三位高球手唯一一次一起打的时候。
And it hung in my office for years.
那这一张相片曾经挂在我的办公室里面好多年的时间。
And I remember people would come in and say, that's a great thing, a picture, I've never seen it before.
那很多时候人家进到我办公室看到了那个相片都会说，哦，这相片照得真好，我从来没有见过。
I was at that Masters.
我那场比赛我有去看。
And then recently,
最近
2 months ago,
两个月以前
the brother called me.
这个弟兄又打电话给我。
He said, Kenny, you know that picture I gave you?
他说 Kenny, 你记得我给你的那个相片吗？
I was in my office.
我那个时候正在我办公室。
I said, yes, brother, it's right here on my wall.
我说弟兄啊，是啊，就在我的挂在我办公室墙上。
He said, I want it back.
他说你可不可以还给我？
I couldn't believe it.
我实在想不出，我根本不能难以相信。
I said Steve. Oh, sorry.
然后我跟他说，哎。
I said, you want it back?
我说你要回来收回来吗？
I said, I thought you gave it to me.
我以为你已经送给我了。
And he said, well, my son has gotten into golf and I would like to give it to him as a gift.
那他说，哎，因为我儿子啊也开始打高尔夫球，喜欢高尔夫球，我想把它送给我儿子。
So I said, brother.
所以我跟他说，兄弟，
I'll consider it a loan.
让我考虑一下。
And I was so tempted, but the Holy Spirit restrained me.
我那是真的是非常的想，但是圣灵在那里管理我。
To quote to him the verse, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance.
我那是真的很想告诉他圣经里面那一句话，说神的恩赐跟选召是没有后悔的。
He'll never take them back.
他绝对不会把他礼物收回。
Thank God for that.
那感谢神。
My two boys said, Dad, you're crazy.
那我自己的两个儿子说，老爸，你脑筋不清楚了。
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
The rich young ruler thought he had to do something for God.
这个有钱的少年的官，他以为他必须要为神做一些什么。
Even worse, he thought he could do something for God.
而且更糟糕的是，他以为他自己能够做些什么。
Even worse, he thought he was good.
还有更糟糕的是，他以为自己里面还有良善。
Only one is good.
因为只有一位是善的。
It is God.
就是神。
This should have been an eye-opening moment for him.
对这个少年官来讲，他的眼睛应该就可以开了。
So now the Lord began to show this rich young ruler how impossible this request was.
接下来主就要向这个少年官来启示他所要求的是何等的不可能。
Look at verse, Matthew 19, verse 18.
我们看一下马太福音第十九章的十八节。
The end of 17, the Lord said, well,Keep the commandments.
因为在十七节的末了，主说：“我你就遵守诫命。”
And his second question was which.
然后这少年的官就问了第二个问题：是哪一条诫命呢？
And then Jesus told him all those commands.
然后耶稣就把那些命令告诉他。
You know, I believe the rich young ruler was very sincere.
那我相信这位年轻的少年的官他是真心的。
A lot of people in this world are very sincere.
这个世界其实有很多人他们是很诚心的。
And a lot of people in this world think they're quite good.
很多人他们是真正相信他们是还不错的。
It's only as Brother Godwin said, when the light of the Lord shines into your life, you realize there's no good thing in me.
唯有好像张弟兄所说的，唯有神的光照在我们里面的时候，我们才知道我的里面一点良善都没有。
And after he listed out all those commandments,
然后当耶稣把这些命令一条一条的讲出来以后，
this guy went from sincere.To deceive.
但这一个诚心的少年的官就开始自欺了。
In verse 20, it says this, All these have I kept.
在第二十节这个少年人怎么说呢？他说这一切我都遵守了。
Can you imagine?
你想一想。
This was his idea of himself.
这是他怎么样子来看自己。
All, and as a matter of fact, it's in the middle of a sentence, and all has a capital A.
其实啊，这一个 all, 这个一切啊，本原来里面是强调的意思。
All these have I kept.
他说一切所有的。
What lack I?
我到底还缺少什么呢？
You remember that's like the story in the Old Testament.
这提醒我们旧约的一个故事。
You remember when Moses went to the mountain and he got the commandments from God.
你记得摩西登上了山，在那里领受了神的诫命。
You remember in Exodus when Moses came down from the mountain.
那你记得当摩在出埃及记里面记载说摩西下了山以后。
And the Bible says he presented all the words that God had spoken to him.
那圣经告诉我们说他将神所吩咐他的话传给以色列人。
And the people of his children of Israel said the most remarkable thing.
那这些以色列的百姓在那里说了一些非常奇妙的事。
They said, all that he has spoken, we will do.
他说神所吩咐的一切话我们都必遵守。
Let me give you a clue.
那我再给大家一个暗示。
First mistake.
I'm sorry.
That was the first mistake.
他们的回答就是他们犯的第一个错误。
It's exactly what the rich young ruler said.
他们的回答就好像这个年轻的少年跟官的回答一样。
All these I have done.
这一切的诫命我都遵守了。
What lack I?
我还缺少什么？
And they said, all that God has spoken, we will do.
他们的回答是说神所吩咐的一切话我们都必遵守。
I don't think either of them realized what they said.
我想无论是以色列人无论是少年的官其实他们都不知道他们自己在讲些什么
Because what they said is impossible.
因为他们所回答的东西就不可能的事情
You know, when you come to the New Testament, you realize how impossible those declarations were.
当我们一旦到了新约的时候我们就开始明白那他那些自己的宣告是何等的不可能
It's one thing to see this and make this proclamation with a darkened mind
那当我们的心是黑暗的时候，我们看到了这个，我们做这样子的宣告是一件事。
Especially if you think you're good.
特别是你还自以为自己是良善。
You know, at this time, he's standing before the one perfect man, the Lord Jesus.
因为在这个时候，他是站在世界上独一的、唯一良善、没有缺点的人的面前。
And can you imagine?
你能够想象
？He looks into the Lord's face.
他看着主的面。
And he says, "All these I have done."
然后能够告诉主说，这一切我都遵守了。
It's remarkable.
这实在太奇怪了。
There's two perfect men there.
在这里变成有两个完全的人。
One is perfectly deceived.
一个是。
And one is the perfect man.
一个是完全的自我的欺骗，一个是完全的人。
When you come to the New Testament, the Lord really shines the spotlight.
所以我们到了 新约的时候，你就会发现，主耶稣就把这一点显明出来。
He shows us just how impossible this is.
所以耶稣就告诉我们说，这是何等的不可能。
You remember the Sermon on the Mount?
你记得登山宝训吗？
The greatest message ever given.
那这是主所讲的道里面最伟大的一个信息。
And the Lord said, "You know it is written."
主告诉他说，你知道记载所记载的是什么？
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
你不可奸淫。
The rich young ruler said, "I haven't done that."
然后这个年轻的少年官说，我没有犯奸淫。
But here with the Lord's magnifying glass.
但是主呢，用一个放大镜把这个诫命再仔细检查。
He says, "I say, if you look at a woman."
耶稣是说，如果你看一个女人，
you have committed adultery in your heart.
因为你的心里若动了一念，就已经犯了奸淫。
Who can keep that commandment?
那么这是谁能够守这个诫命呢？
None of us can keep that commandment.
我们没有一个人能够守这个诫命。
You have to conclude.
所以因此我们一定会得到这样的一个结论。
It is impossible.
是不可能的。
It is impossible.
是不可能的。
You remember the Lord said, "You've heard that you shall not kill."
你记得主耶稣在那里说，你听见有人说你不可杀人。
I wish the Lord had never said this.
那我是有时候会希望主耶稣就从来没有讲过这样子的话。
He said, "I tell you, if you're lightly angry with your brother."
但主耶稣却说，你的心里又对你的弟兄生气的时候
，You're guilty.
你就已经犯了杀人的罪。
Can you imagine?
你实际的想一想，
Who can do this?
到底有谁能够成全这个律法？
None can do this.
没有人能够成全这个律法。
No wonder the Bible concludes in the end.
难怪圣经到末了了是要做这样子的结论。
There is none righteous.
那没有义人。
And just so you get it, because some of us are a little dull, like the rich young ruler.
那好像神还不够，因为我们当中有些人心思还不够敏锐，有点像这个年轻的少年的官。
It says no, not one.
他说一个都没有。
This is the one thing.
这是我们要知道的一件事。
He wanted him to see it.
他要这个少年的官能够看见。
This sincerely deceived person.
这个诚心的，但也是自我欺骗的这个少年人。
That wanted to follow the Lord.
他想跟随主。
And following his own strength.
但是要靠着他自己的力量。
Didn't see how impossible it was.
他还不知道这个是何等的不可能。
You know, the law, the New Testament shines the light our brother was talking about.On the whole purpose of the law.
因为我们要知道新约就好像我们弟兄所提过的就把这个律法的目的把它显明光照出来。
If you read Galatians 3:24, you understand that the law had one single purpose.
I'm sorry, which book?
Galatians 3:24.
你如果读加拉太书三章二十四节的话，你就知道律法的目的是什么。
So that the law has been our tutor.
因为这个律法是我们的训蒙的师父。
Up to Christ.
只等到基督来到。
That we might be justified on the principle of faith.
好叫我们能够因信称义。
The law was a school teacher.
因为这个律法就好像学校里面训蒙的师父。
A headmaster.
他是一个老师。
A tough headmaster.
一个非常严厉的老师。
I went to public school.
那我是上公立学校。
I hear all these stories from my Catholic friends who went to Catholic school.
那我有一些天主教的朋友，他们讲到他们是去天主教的学校。
And they talk about the tough tutor that they had.
那在那里啊，他们的那些老师有的真是非常的严厉。
They tell me that's why most Catholics sort of rebel.What they go through.
所以那他这就是他们告诉我们说为什么这些天主教徒到后来长大了以后都开始悖逆了。
It was never meant to be kept by you and me.
那因为这个律法本来就不是我们能够遵守的。
It was to show us how impossible it is.
而是要告诉我们说我们要能够遵守是不可能的。
It was to lead you to Christ.
好引导我们到基督那里去。
Instead of saying, all these have I done.
与其说这一切我都已经遵守了。
You would fall on your knees and say, Lord, there's nothing I can do.
我们反而应当跪下来对主说，主啊，我什么都不能做。
This was the thing he was to see.
这就是这个少年的观他必须要看见的。
I tell you, when you read in James chapter 2, verse 10, it really gets frightening.
而如果你在读雅各书二章十节的话，那你才真正的开始吓人。
Listen to this.
你看一下他怎么讲的。
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and shall offend in one point, he shall be under the guilt of breaking all.
因为那里说，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众律法。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
How strict of a school teacher is the law?
你这个训蒙师傅的律法是何等的严厉？
Now you young people stay with me.
很多年轻的弟兄姐妹，
You would have to get 100 on every test.
你是每一个测验都要得100分。
All through school.
而且是在你所有上学的时候
Every year,
每一年
and be absolutely perfect.
那绝对绝对的完美
and if you got a 98 on one test,
如果你有一个测验得了98分
most of us would have killed for 98 on one test.
那大部分人能够拿到98分都高兴得不得了
then you fail all.
然后就告诉你说你一切都已经失败了
That's the law.
这个就叫做律法。
You were never meant to keep it.
你本来就不是我们能够守全的。
It was for one great lesson.
是为了教导我们一个伟大的教导。哦，对，也许是两个。
One is it showed the holiness of God.
第一个是告诉我们神的圣洁。
And two, it showed the impossibility for us.
第二个是告诉我们是我们如何的不可能能够达到这个标准。
This is the lesson of the rich young ruler.
那这个就是要给这个年轻有钱的少年的官的教训。
He still didn't get it.
但是他还没有学会。
It takes what our brother was talking about last night. It takes the searchlight of God.
需要什么？需要我们昨天弟兄所提到的，需要神的那个光能够照耀。
You remember what David said in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24.
你记得大卫在诗篇139篇23、24节讲的。
Search me, O God.
主啊，求你查验我的心。
And know my heart.
知道我内里。
Try me and know my thoughts.
试验我的意念。
And see if there be any wicked way in me.
是不是有背逆你的地方
and lead me into life everlasting.
那引导我到永生的光里
That's the only way to eternal life.
因为这个就是得到永生唯一的道路
Well, then the Lord knew he had an issue to deal with this young man.
所以主在这个时候他就知道了这个年轻的少年的官是一个不容易处理的人
We don't know so much or any about this young man's background.
其实我们对于这个少年的官他的背景是什么我们不大清楚。
We know he was rich.
我们知道他很有钱。
We know he was young.
我们知道他很年轻。
We know he was some sort of ruler.
我们知道他有某一种的官位。
We know he thought himself very good.
那我们也知道他觉得他自己很不错。
He must have been the cat's meow.
Cat's meow.
I don't think you can do that in Chinese.
他可能觉得他自己是模范生。
He must have thought he was something else.
他觉得他可能跟每个别人都不一样。
But when you come into the light of the Lord's presence,
但是你来到神的光中的时候，
you realize who you are.
你就真正的知道你自己是什么样子的人。
You realize what you are.
你知道你是什么样子的人。
It opens you bare.
然后就把你赤裸裸的敞开。
And you come to the conclusion that the Bible comes to.
然后你就会得到圣经所告诉我们的结论。
For you, it is impossible.
在人凡事。
So then I think the next thing we need to see is the absolute verdict.
所以接下来我们要看的是就是那个决断性的结论。
I'd like to read this from Mark 10 verse 21.
我们要读一下马可福音的十章的二十一节。
Then Jesus beholding him loved him.
那这里说耶稣看着他就是爱他。
Isn't that beautiful?
这是不是非常的美丽？
What a loving God we have.
那神是何等的爱我们。
He didn't come to judge the world.
人子来不是要审判这个世界。
He came to save the world.
乃是要来拯救这个世界。
On this Memorial Day, He's the one that gave all.
因为就好像这个国殇日来讲，他才是那一个把自己摆上的。
That loved to the uttermost.
因为他爱我们就爱我们到底。
And He loves us.To the end.
爱我们直到底。
And it was no different with this rich young ruler.
那对这个年轻的少年的官主也是这样。
And then the Lord lowered the boom.
然后主就讲了。
And said unto him,
然后对他说,
One thing thou lackest.
你还缺少一件。
Go thy way, sell whatever thou hast.And give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross and follow me.
他说：“你去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来，背起自己的十字架，跟从我。”
The Lord knew the one thing this guy couldn't do.
因为主知道就有一件事是这个人没办法做到的。
He was a self-made man.
因为他是一个靠自己的力量成功的人。
You know, I don't like Christians ever using that phrase.
其实我很讨厌基督徒啊，用这一个词啊。
Can you imagine if a Christian's testimony is I am a self-made man?
你能不能想象一个基督徒在那里做一个见证，说我是靠着自己有这些成功的？
So he took the one thing he knew he couldn't do.
所以他就拿到了一件事，这主耶稣就告知这少年官一件他不能够做到的事情。
It was absolutely impossible.
因为他绝对不可能做到。
He said, take all you have.
他说，变卖一切所有的。
Sell it.
卖掉。
Give it to the poor.
那分给穷人。
Come follow me.
然后来跟从我。
Take up your cross.
背起你自己的十字架。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you think this is the standard?
弟兄姐妹们，你想这是不是主给标准？
If this is the standard, every millionaire in this room is nervous right now.
因为如果是这样的话，那我们当中这些有钱人不是都是要非常紧张了？
It obviously isn't the standard.
那当然，神并不是要我们照着这字面去做。
You remember our brother's story about Ananias and Sapphira?
你记不记得我们弟兄所讲的那个故事？
They didn't have to give anything.
因为亚拿尼亚他们没有把所有的事情，他们不需要把所有的东西都给出来。
Those who came and sold all and laid it at the feet of the disciples were constrained by the love of God.
因为那些把一切的东西都卖了，然后把他们卖的财产放到使徒的脚下的人，他们乃是被神的爱所全然的激励。
And I love the way that God would put it.
那我喜欢我们的弟兄所讲的。
Was this all?
就这些吗？
And they said, oh, sure, it was all.
那是啊，我们卖的产业就这么多。
Why do you lie to the Holy Spirit?
你为什么要欺哄圣灵呢？
Brothers and sisters, the standard isn't for you to give up everything you have. Don't get nervous and walk out yet.
所以神所要给我们的行事的标准，不是说你要把你自己所有的财产都放掉。你现在还不需要那么紧张。
It's true, the Christian life demands all.
那的的确确基督徒是要将自己全然的献上。
But it's impossible for you to give all.
但是对我们来讲是不可能做到。
You know, it tells his dejection.
那这里呢圣经又告诉我们说少年的官他的伤心。
The rich young ruler went away sad.
但是这个年轻的官呢就忧忧愁愁的走了。
I think that's the problem.
这个就是问题。
If only he had bowed that proud knee.
如果他那个骄傲的膝盖能够弯曲。
If only he had said like the apostle Peter, Lord, you know I can't do this.
他如果能够像彼得一样说主啊你知道我做不到。
I believe there would have been a different exhortation.
那我想这个结局就会不一样。
But instead he went away sad.
但是呢他却悠悠愁愁的然后走了
Because he had much possession.
因为他的产业很多
I remember this hymn we sang together I surrender all
那我记得我们刚刚唱的诗歌将一切归给主
I remember singing that with difficulty when I was a newly saved Christian
我记得当我刚做基督徒的时候要唱那首诗歌全所有奉献觉得很困难
I remember the words would hang in my throat
我觉得那个那句诗歌的歌词啊好像掐在我的喉咙里吐不出来
And I wonder do I surrender all
我在那里一直在想我是真的这样子全所有奉献吗
Listen to this verse 1
我们再听一下他的第一节
All to Jesus I surrender
他说尽我所有归给耶稣
All to him I freely give
他说甘心乐意的全奉献
I will ever love and trust him
他说 我今一生的热爱救主
In his presence daily live
天天活在他面前
In that wonderful course
然后他的后接下来后面的
I surrender all.
他说我 全所有奉你
I surrender all.
全所有奉献
All to thee my blessed savior
永远归给慈爱的救主
I surrender all.
全所有奉献
How those words hung in my throat
但这些歌词卡在我的喉咙里面出不来
You know, I remember reading Andrew Murray's wonderful book, Absolute Surrender.
那我记得我读了 Andrew Murray 他的那个非常奇妙的一本小册子叫做《全然的奉献》。
And that book opened my eyes.
那本书打开了我的眼睛。
And I saw this was not a command.
然后我发现这不是一个命令。
This was one being constrained by the love of Jesus.
那是一个人被神的爱所激励。
This wasn't a demand.
它不是一个外在的命令
This was a response to seeing the Savior
乃是对于一个看见主救主耶稣基督以后的一个回应
It changed my life
那这个就改变了我的生命
I found mercy in that book
我在那本书里面看到了神这么大的恩典
Now every time I sing that song I sing that song in tears
所以每一次我在唱这一首诗歌的时候我是带着眼泪来唱
Tears of joy.
因为一个欢喜的眼泪
Because it's impossible for me.
因为对我来讲是不可能
This is the story of the rich young ruler.
那同样的这也是这个有钱的少年的官的故事
Some of you may have difficulty following the Lord.
我们当中有些人也感觉说跟从主是非常的困难
Don't feel embarrassed about that.
你也不要觉得很羞愧
All of us have difficulty following the Lord.
因为我们每一个人要完全的跟从主都有困难。
The Lord will bring you to different stations in your life, and there'll be another difficulty.
因为在我们的基督徒的一生当中，主不断的带领我们到不同的光景当中，遇到不同的难处。
The Lord will use those moments.
那神就用那些时刻。
He's doing a great work by the Holy Spirit, conforming you to the image of the Lord Jesus.
那靠着圣灵神就要把我们借着这些事磨成他儿子的样式
And I remember at times I have said yes Lord right away
那有的时候我记得很多时候我好像对主的回应很快马上说是的主啊我愿意
And I remember at times hesitating
但也记得有的时候我心中有犹豫
I remember not being able to say yes Lord
我记得，甚至有的时候我发现我没办法跟主说，主啊，我愿意。
Once again, I talked to my dear brother Stephen years ago.
那许多年以前，我跟江弟兄谈。
I said, Brother Kong, I don't know if I can do this.
我跟江弟兄说，江弟兄啊，我真的觉得我做不到。
Of course, I didn't realize this lesson.
那在那个时候，我还没有把握住这一个教训。
I couldn't do this.
因为我做不到。
It was impossible for me to do this.
因为我就是不可能做到。
And Brother Stephen gave the sweetest and the most gracious counseling to me.
但是那个江弟兄就给了我一个极为甜美、充满恩典的恩言。
He said, "Pray this simple prayer."
他说你只要做一个简单的祷告。
And I said, "What is it, brother?"
那我跟他说，弟兄什么呢
？And he said, "Say to the Lord."
然后你跟主说。
I'm willing to be willing.
他说啊，说跟主说，主啊，我愿意，甘心愿意。
How many times?
多少次的时候
？How many times at that moment I prayed that prayer?
我不知道用这个祷告祷告了多少次。
Lord, I'm not willing.
他说主啊，我是不甘愿。
Lord, I can't.
我也做不到。
Lord, you know it's impossible.
主啊，你知道是不可能的。
But I'm willing to be willing.
但是我愿意，甘心乐意。
Don't let me walk away in sadness.
不要让我忧忧愁愁的走。
Like the rich young ruler.
好像这年轻的有钱的少年官。
To me, this is the story of his life.
对我来讲，这就是讲到了他的一生。
You remember then the Lord's instruction after the rich young ruler walked away.
那我们记得这有钱的少年官走了以后主耶稣给的教训
He said to the disciple,
他对门徒这样说
He said to him with difficulty,
他说很困难
Hardly,
几乎不可能
Can a rich man enter the kingdom of the heavens?
叫一个财主能够进天国
It's like a camel going through the needle's eye.
这好像一个骆驼要穿过针的眼
I wonder what they thought.
我不晓得他们怎么想的。
There are many popular stories, by the way, about gates in Jerusalem.
那个当然有很多的故事传说，讲到了在耶路撒冷有一个门。
These stories actually came much later than the Lord's teaching.
那其实啊，那些故事啊，是在主耶稣死了以后很久以后才流传出来的。
Probably the first is contributed to Thomas Aquinas, the famous Catholic priest and philosopher.And theologian.
从第一个出来的大概是 Thomas Aquinas, 他是天主教一个出名的哲学家神学家
He's not, you don't.
Yeah, I'm done. Sort of.
So, he will need a month's vacation after translating for me. Be kind to our brother. Where was I?The needle's eye.
Be kind to me. No, be kind to me.
The needle's eye.
我们讲到了那个针的眼。
There was a story that there were two gates at the city, and later on, after the Lord, there was such gates.
那你讲到说在那个耶路撒冷城有两个门啊。
There was the big gate.
那有一个是大的门。
And the big gate, the camel could go through, loaded with all of his burden.
所以那个大的门的那个骆驼啊，是可以背着各样各式各样的重担也能够穿过的。
And then there was a little gate.
那旁边还有一个小门。
Beside the big gate.
在大门的旁边。
And the little gate was the man gate for the man to go through.
那个小门呢是给人过的。
And so the story has become that the only way the camel can get through, and by the way, that little gate was called the needle's eye.
所以那个故事啊，就是说啊，唯一一个办法叫这个骆驼能够通过那个小门，那个小门啊，顺便告诉大家，就叫做针眼门。
He would have to, camel would have to unload all of his burden.
所以那个骆驼呢，就必须把他所有的重担能够放下来。
Get on his knees.
然后再跪下来。
And crawl through the man gate.
然后才能够从这个人走的门呢、啊，一点一点的爬过去。
Now, I want to tell you, I don't think that's what the Lord was saying.
但是我老实跟你讲，大概主的意思不是这样子的。
He wasn't saying, maybe you can.
他在那里不是说你还有一点办法能够过去。
He was saying, it's impossible.
他在那里讲的是说你绝对不可能过去。
The Lord was literally talking about the needle's eye.
他这里讲了真的眼，就真正的讲的是那个针，绣花针的那针眼。
Like a sewing needle.
就是我们缝衣服的那个针眼。
It's impossible.
因为这是不可能啊。
This is what I believe the rich young ruler's story is about.
那我相信这一个才是关于这个有钱的少年人的官的故事要教我们的。
You've heard my quote by now.
你刚才听到我刚才所引的话。
This word in the Bible says with difficulty.
那圣经里面讲说财主进天国是难的。
Hardly.
几乎不可能。
I'm going to tell you something very interesting.
那我告诉大家一件很有意思的事。
The Greek word here is only used in these three stories about the rich young ruler.
在希腊文的讲到难的这一个字只是在这对官福音书讲到这少年官的三处地方用到。
And my story and my encouragement to every child of God is simply this.
那我对每一个神的儿女的勉励是这一个。
The Christian life is not difficult.
因为基督徒的生活它不是说困难。
Now who remembers?
你们记得吗？
Nobody remembers.
你们都不记得了。
The Christian life is impossible.
你基督的生活是不可能的。
You can't live the Christian life.
你就是不能够活出一个基督徒的生活。
There's no goodness in you.
因为在我们里面没有良善。
It's impossible was the lesson.
所以这个是不可能做到的。
So let's go to the final point.
然后我们要讲我们的最后一点。
Let's consider the one answer.
那讲到那个最重要的回答。
I think the disciples.Reaction, in the disciples' reaction, in the Lord's response, we see the one answer.
所以我们接下来从这门徒的问题跟主耶稣的回答当中，我们可以看到这一个回答，这一个主要给的答案。
It's the only answer.
这是唯一的真正的答案。
The whole story about the rich young ruler.
他整个关于这个有钱的少年的官的故事。
In Matthew, in Mark, in Luke.
在马太、马可跟路加
was for this one answer.
都是为了这一个答案。
In Matthew 19:25,
马太福音的19章的25节
it says, And when the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly astonished, saying, Who then can be saved?
他说门徒听见这话就稀奇得很，说这样谁能得救呢？
The Bible doesn't exaggerate.
你要了解圣经啊，不会夸张。
We preachers have a terrible time exaggerating.
那常常我们讲道的人常常会夸大。
And as Godwin said, he deals with us later.
那好像我们对弟兄所讲的神会后来还是会对付我们。
Exceedingly astonished.
这里讲到说。非常的稀奇
It shook them to their core.
就让他们的整个人呢都被震动了
They couldn't believe it.
他没办法相信
They thought, how can anyone be saved?
如果是这样子的话谁能得救呢
And this is the one answer.
这里就给了那个关键性的回答
In verse 26,
第26节
But Jesus looking on them said to them,
耶稣看着他们说
With men this is impossible but with God all things are possible
他说在人这是不能的但在神凡事都能
That's the one answer
这个就是那一个回答
That's the great secret of the Bible
这是圣经告诉我们那个最大的秘诀
With man, it is impossible.
再能不行，不能。
With a rich young ruler, it's impossible.
所以在这年轻的少年官是不可能。
With the disciples, it's impossible.
对门徒来讲也不可能。
Don't get offended at me, but with you, it's impossible.
你也不要觉得被冒犯了，但你也不可能。
And with me, it's impossible.
我也不可能。
But the glorious secret of the Bible and the great encouragement is what is impossible for man is possible with God.
但这个荣耀的圣经里面所启示出来的秘诀就是在人不能但是在神凡事都能。
This is the one answer.
这就是那一个答案。
This is the one thing.
这就是那一件事。
He's the God of the impossible.
因为他是那个行不可能事的神。
How wonderful that is.
是何等的稀奇。
Your God is the God of the impossible.
因为你的神就是那个能够成就不可能事的神。
And if you can take this in, the God of the impossible lives in you by the Holy Spirit.
所以你要能够在心中能够真正的明白这一位行不可能之事的神是借着圣灵住在你的里面。
Can you imagine?
你能不能够想象?
I can imagine God loving me.
我可以知道说神爱我。
I can imagine God saving me.
我也可以知道说神救了我。
I can hardly imagine God choosing to live in me.
但我实在很难想象神拣选了要住在我的里面。
What a great secret we Christians have.
这是我们基督徒所有的一个伟大的一个秘诀。
Nothing now is impossible.
因为没有一件事情对我们来讲是不可能的了。
Because of the God of the possible.
因为神是一个凡事都能行的神。
This is the secret.
这个就是那个奥、哦、秘诀。这就是圣经告诉我们的秘诀。
I remember years ago in 1999.
在许多年以前，我记得1999年的时候
，there was a famous television show that came on.
那时候有一个很出名的一个电视节目。
It was called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
那个节目就是说谁要做百万富翁。
Now I'm a businessman.
那你要知道我是一个生意人。
That's great marketing.
那对于做广告来讲，那个广告是做的真好。
Who wouldn't watch that show?
有是不谁会不愿意看那个节目呢
？It captivated this nation.
因为那时候整个国家都为这个节目疯狂。
Lasted for 11 years.
整个节目啊，有11年之久。
Linda and I liked it because it was clean.
那我太太跟我都很喜欢，因为他的节目内容很干净。
And the kids could watch.
小孩子都可以看。
It's strange, you might even learn something.
而且呢，实际上有的时候你还可以学一些东西。
So much of an impression that show made on this nation.
所以那个节目啊，带给这个国家其实留下了很深的印象。
That the question they always ask became a lexicon, part of our lexicon, our language.
所以那一个在节目当中所问的那一句话就成为我们常用字典里面的一句话了。
You remember they would always say, is that your final answer?
因为你记不记得他里面最后的主持人问的这句话。
You'd be nervous thinking, I'm going to lose $1 million.
这个是不是你最后要给的答案
Is that your final answer?
你答错了就失去了100万是不是
Brothers and sisters
是弟兄姐妹们
This is God's final answer
这个就是神所给的最后定规的答案
Impossible for man
再能不能
But possible for God
但在神凡事都能
Thank God for that
感谢神
No one need to go away from him sad
因为没有一个人要忧忧愁愁的离开。
This is the great secret of the Bible.
这是圣经所启示的一个大的秘诀。
Well, it doesn't just show up there.
那不仅仅是放在那里。
You remember the story of Abraham and Sarah?
你记不记得亚伯拉罕跟撒拉？
God did the impossible.
神在那里行了一个不可能发生的事情。
They were promised the blessed son.
因为神应许要赐给他们一个儿子。
And you remember God waited till it was totally impossible.
那你也记得神就一直等到他们完全不能够生孩子的时候。
You remember Abraham was 100.
因为亚伯拉罕那时候已经100岁。
Not exactly childbearing age.
那个时候老实说已经不能够生孩子了。
You remember Sarah was 99.
因为等到生的时候撒拉已经99岁。
Romans 4:20 and 21 talks about the deadness of his body and the deadening of Sarah's womb.
所以罗马书的四章二十节二十一节提到说亚伯拉罕那是仿佛已死撒拉也不能够生育。
And when you read the story in the Old Testament in Genesis 18, it's a wonderful story.
如果我们再读一下创世纪第十八章所讲的那个故事是非常稀奇的。
It's a wonderful story with a single lesson.
因为那整个故事要告诉我们一个教训。
You know, when Sarah heard this great promise, she laughed.
所以你记得撒拉当听到神对她的应许的时候，撒拉是怎么反应的？她就笑了。
And God said, did Sarah laugh?
神就在那里问说, Sarah, 你在那里笑吗?
He said, you shall bear a son, and his name shall be Isaac.
他说你要生一个孩子, 你要给他起名叫做,
Laughter is what that means.
你要给他起名叫以撒, 意思就是说, 嬉笑。
And here was the word that he spoke to Abraham and Sarah.
所以这个就是他对亚伯拉罕跟撒拉所讲的。
He said, is anything too hard for me?
神说, 在神岂有难成的事?
You remember in Jeremiah 32 and 26 and 27 verse,
你记不记得在耶利米书的32章,
the same secret of the Bible.
又再一次启示了同样的这一个秘密。
Think of the darkness of those days.
你要想想知道那个时候黑暗的光景。
Brother God was talking about last night, the darkness of the days in the church.
那我们昨天我们的弟兄讲到现在是教会所处的黑暗的时候。
But here the testimony of God was completely gone.
那在这里耶利米书里面讲的时候，是神的同在，是完全已经没有了。
The children of Israel were in captivity.
那以色列的百姓这个时候是被掳了。
And the lampstand had totally lost its light.
所以那殿里面的光已经完全变黑暗。
And then the word of the Lord came about restoration.
但是主就在这里说了一个恢复的话。
And God shared with Jeremiah the weeping prophet.
那神就对这个哭泣的先知耶利米说,
he shared this one great secret.
他就告诉他们了，他就告诉他这一件,
he shared this one thing.
他讲到了这一件事,
is anything too hard for me?
他说在神岂有难不能行的事。
There's another wonderful phrase as we close.
最后我们还要再看一个非常稀奇的一句话。
In the Bible,
在圣经里面,
it's these two words.
这是两个字,
but God.
但神,
these two words, if you look them up in your concordance, you will discover these two words, but God.
你如果查一下圣经的话, 你各处的出处, 你会发现这两个字, 但神,
this is the secret.
这就是那个秘诀。
You remember in Ephesians 2,
你记不记得, 以弗所书的第二章,
it talks about us being dead in our trespasses and sins.
他那里讲到说我们死在罪恶过犯当中。
You can't get any worse than dead.
因为你能够死了就死了, 你还能够怎么样?
And it says, but God.
但是他接下来就说, 但是神,
that's the great secret.
这个就是那个秘诀。
It is impossible for man.
在人不能。
But it is possible with God.
但在神凡事都能。
T. Austin Sparks said this, and I love it.
斯百克弟兄说,
he said about that secret.
他说关乎这一个秘诀,
all things hang upon this one thing.
其他所有的事情都是根基在这一句话上。
Brothers and sisters, that is my burden.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 这是我的负担。
We have seen David.
我们看到了大卫。
One thing.
他的一件事。
We have seen Mary of Bethany.
我们看到了伯大尼的玛利亚, 他的一件事。
We have seen Paul the Apostle. One thing.
我们看到了使徒保罗, 他的一件事。
We have seen the rich young ruler in the one thing he lacked.
那我们也看到了这有钱的少年官, 他所缺少的一件事。
It was seeing the God of the impossible.
是能够认识这个行不可能事的神。
That is the great secret of the Bible.
这个是圣经里面的秘密。
Think of what Paul wrote in Romans 8, if God be for us, who against us?
你要记得保罗在罗马书第八章所讲的, 神若帮助我们, 谁能抵挡我们?
And you remember at the end, the Lord had to comfort Peter and these disciples again.
你记不记得到最后的时候, 主还要安慰彼得跟其他那些使徒?
They were still shaken.
他们在那里还是受到震惊。
What about us?
他说我们呢？
What about us? We've left everything to follow you.
他说我们撇下了一切来跟随你。
And the Lord's great words of comfort came.
然后主那个极大安慰的话语就临到他们。
He says, everyone that has done what you have done.
他说每一个爱你们所行的人。
Will receive 100-fold in this life.
必会在今世得百倍。
And life eternal.
而且来世得永生。
This is God's great secret.
这个是神他自己最大的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of my own life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是我个人自己生活生命里面的见证。
When the Lord brought me to moments when the cost seemed too great.
当主带我到moments. 带我到一个时刻。好像那个要花的代价太大了。
Thank God he held me.
但是神就帮助了我。
I've always told the Lord, don't let me go.
我老是跟神讲不要放手。
And then when that thing was settled before him.
然后这一件事就显明出来。
That thing that seemed so big.
看起来是极其伟大。
So wonderful, I couldn't give it up.
太奇妙了，我自己好像没办法抓住。
My testimony is this.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我的见证是这样子的。
I have received 100-fold more in this life.
我已经得今生我已经得过超过百倍。
More than I could have imagined.
是我自己从来没有想过的。
And I have eternity to come.
而且我还有永生。
This is the great secret of the Bible.
这个是圣经里面那个伟大的秘诀。这一件事。
One thing.
一件事。
With man it is impossible.
在人不能。
But with God.
但在神。
All things are possible.
凡事都能。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we again commit these words to you.
主啊，我们再一次将这些话语交在你的手里。
Lord, forgive me for not being able to express fully.
主啊，赦免我，因为我们没办法讲得完全。
What must be in your heart?
在你心中的事情。
But take the things that were said.
但是将我们所讲的这些事。
Cause the Holy Spirit to breathe upon them.
靠着圣灵能够呼吸在我们里面。
To breathe life into them.
能够加上生命。
And to bring us to that place where we know this one great secret for ourselves.
那带领我们，只等到我们能够知道这一个伟大的秘诀。
Lord, don't let this just be David's secret.
主啊，不要让这件事情只是大卫的秘诀。
Don't let this just be Mary of Bethany's secret.
不只是玛利亚的秘诀。
Don't let this just be Paul the Apostle's secret.
不只是使徒保罗的秘诀。
But make this our secret.
而是让它能够成为我们自己的秘诀。
For this we ask in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.